talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Are you ready to be frightened, freaked out, creeped out, and haunted?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know, it's Valentine's Day.
It's almost the 14th of February. So try and guess why I'm so depressed. Wish you would send that Valentine, my friend. You should see the junk mail and all the bills that I've been getting in. And if I get one more thing from Ed McMahon, I'll kill my mailman, yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just, threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Aren't you love, baby? Yeah!
Get ready. Time yourself on this one.
What?
You can go to the bathroom. You could take the dog for a walk, but bring your transistor radio with you.
Okay.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Level test, level test, level test, test.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Let's do famous threesomes for 200, please.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Roll another one.
Rady and Durf.
Just like the other one.
Ugh, I'm a sweaty pot.
This one seems to be a loud quit.
I just realized I do not know this bitch.
And I need
It's our time to shine.
Roger that. Hear you loud and clear.
Roll another one.
He's down on the phone.
Just like the other one.
Don't mess with my cheese, bro.
This one seems to be about
the best
friend.
Bonk, bonk.
And I don't have another cent.
You're living in a nightmare that starts at the crack of dawn.
Dude, time to hit the exercise machine.
Just pass it around.
Oh, no, you did not.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Viva la France.
And now,
I love to a young man, eat and
our feature presentation.
Oh, wow, is that how we want to get started today?
All right. I don't know.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new show. It is Friday morning, the 14th of February.
Hello.
I have something very special from our board op. I was going to say Power 106 board op, but I feel like this moves her past it.
Does it?
She used to work in a bakery.
What?
She made us
what?
Chocolate covered strawberries with little hearts on them. Destiny.
You made those?
She made them. Look at them up close.
What?
Wait, hold on. Can you please explain to people that they came in a full container?
Yeah, no, she
like
did.
Like a long
she
container.
She did this all. Like it looks like it was made by
with love.
Oh, right. Destiny, that's gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Thanks, Destiny.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, I assume this is because your boyfriend left you for the war. Is that and you had to, and you had to make someone
yeah,
something.
I had to put my love somewhere.
Right.
Oh. Now, how did you have that container to put them in? It's it looks so professional.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in the baking industry. And
same.
I,
who
says I know
that?
A shop. I got a guy.
Yeah.
So you made those?
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Wow. I'm afraid to open it and take one.
That's what I said. I'm like, we can't eat these. It's not fair.
It does look like art.
Oh, it's art.
Wow.
Pink and white. And
I mean, it's
little,
not going to stop me from eating it, but it looks like art.
I mean, I wish you would have told us this when we were looking to hire someone. We would have got you in here much quicker.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Wouldn't even
that
have had an audition.
Been one day. Come on.
Just audition your baked goods.
Oh, that's amazing.
Thanks, Destiny.
Thank you. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's a way to start.
Who knew?
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Bust that out for you, Kevin, because we didn't want you to see it before the show because they'd be gone.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
So just saying.
Very excited. Last night I woke up from my nap at 5:20, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to be late for work."
Oh, you?
Oh, one of those.
AM.
Yeah.
I was in the shower when I realized that it was 5:20 p.m. or 5:20.
In the shower.
25-ish.
Well, thank God he realized he was so late, but he's like, might as well take a shower.
Gotta take a shower. Always have to. It wakes me up and everything, you know?
Funny you say that because my water was out.
Oh.
For the past like 12 to 15 hours.
Oh, that sucks.
Just turned off.
Ooh.
So do we need to hose you off outside?
I would love to.
Okay.
Oh, that has nothing to do with the shower. I just love being hosed off. It's the first time since taking this gig a year and a half ago that I didn't get to shower at night.
Oh, it feels weird.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
I feel like... It feels like I didn't sleep.
Yeah. Well, they do say you're supposed to shower before you go to bed because that cools down the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sleep come a little easier. I don't know if that's true, but you
then
say
I have
you
to shower
sleep.
When I get up. It wakes me up.
So you shower before you go to bed and when you wake up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very clean.
So clean.
I'm a very
clean
person.
There are a good 8 hours where you're nothing but clean. Nothing.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what happens in the middle of the night.
Oh.
You know, with the ambient food and all that.
Right. Okay.
But most of the time, I'm pretty clean.
Hmm. So once you realized in the shower that you could take a relaxing shower.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
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 I just was like, okay, this is great.
It's dumb. Never a good
feeling. Dumb. Oh, I didn't do People Are Dumb, and I started thinking through the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to say to Rebecca Black? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show today, shall we?
I stand corrected. This is compelling radio.
It's the big 9-year anniversary of Rebecca Black's Song Friday.
The 9-year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She went viral this week she wrote a diary post, kind of like a blog post, about what she went through in those 9 years and what she had to survive. And it's pretty bonkers, man.
Yeah. Bullying, kids throwing food at her.
Real DJs
sad.
Making fun of her, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
Well, I mean.
Right?
Are you going to shia her?
I may have to.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't just her, though. If I recall correctly, it was the producer guy who was so
who I think deserves
heinous.
The shame.
That guy's heinous.
Yeah, that I don't think you have to apologize
okay.
for.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll discuss.
Okay.
We're going to have Rebecca Black in.
Yes.
On Friday.
See? Because it's Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Oh, no, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Cheers with Beer Mug. Uh-huh. Special Valentine's Day edition.
It's been a while.
I can't wait to hear those people talking about Valentine's
Same.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Andrea Isom will join us, our favorite reporter.
Oh, man.
No.
This is so unbelievable.
That we discovered in last week's People Are Dumb.
Yeah. I know you are probably cringing right now.
I can't wait to
She's
talk
my
to
favorite.
Her. She's got the greatest delivery that makes me laugh so hard.
She does.
Excellent. A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Weekend movies with the Movie Man.
Yeah, big weekend.
We have two features, music features, What's Happening, and Keep It 100.
This doesn't give you street cred!
Sorry, that's my jam, which we do during What's Happening, and then Keep It 100. And then also, for you last-minute shoppers, you haven't gotten somebody something for Valentine's Day yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to, in the 8 o'clock hour, try something we've never done before, which is to make up a song for you. We're gonna write a song, and we're going to sing it.
Hey, babe.
Live.
I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Yes.
Live.
Mm-hmm. Live. And then we're going to email it to you.
Okay. But you'll hear it live on the radio.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll perform it. Then we'll take it.
Yeah, the gift will be it in email form so you can give it to your loved one.
Correct.
Oh, God.
So how do we think that's going to go?
Not great.
Not great. That's
no.
what I think.
I was sort of improvising music on the way
oh,
here.
You were?
Just
oh,
sort
you?
Of singing to beats. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I forgot we were doing it until Kevin said it. So
that's probably best case scenario.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's coming up this morning. We will take a break and we'll come back with What's Happening Next. Why does Jensen take one right out of the middle? Why does that happen?
It was extremely troubling to watch that.
It's a beautiful display of chocolate-covered strawberries.
I'll tell you why.
They're all in a line.
Yeah.
Kevin, you took three or four from the end.
Two at the end, but I'm going back.
I wanted a committed strawberry cover because it's chocolate and strawberry-covered strawberries.
Right.
Okay.
I saw that one of them had a nice
in the middle though.
Ratio of strawberry, and that's the one I wanted.
But then did you think I'm an animal?
To be honest, no. As long as my fingers didn't touch any of the other ones, I was just focused on just touching the one I wanted.
Because watching it, total monster.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't
it was
feel
a disaster.
That way. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
It's upsetting, you guys. Let's talk a little bit about Billie Eilish and the time she's having right now.
Yes, please.
So she just recently swept the top Grammy categories last month, become the youngest and only the second artist in history to win the Big Four. Album of the Year, Pop Vocal Album, Record, and Song of the Year.
My God, she's something special.
And then she just threw in new artists just
to do
it. She was embarrassed to get that much.
She was.
Which I love.
She was.
Yeah. She ran the boards. That's like almost everything she was nominated for.
It's insane. Yeah. So 6 Grammys, 13 platinum singles, one of the biggest debut albums in recent history. Later this year, Apple TV will be releasing a documentary on the singer that's been nearly 4 years in the making. She was a fetus when they started trailing her. They knew something big was happening.
She's only 18 now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. I think she's just into old dudes.
No, she is not. She is set to hit the road on a world arena tour, which sold out within an hour of tickets going on sale.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
She needs a heart transplant.
Then people found out, again, this is fake news.
Okay.
And then people found out she would be singing the theme song to the forthcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die. And people were a little skeptical.
That's a pretty prestigious thing.
It's a huge deal. She's 18. Mm-hmm. People were like, has she ever even heard of James Bond? Because people are awful.
And people assume she can only, like, whisper sing.
Yes. Like, yes, that's a big thing,
which
too.
Isn't true. We learned that, but, I mean, we know that because we work at a station that plays her a bunch.
If you only hear certain songs, you think she's only capable of one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy. Here's the thing. Her song came out yesterday, the song No Time to Die from No Time to Die, and it is a quintessential double, you know me. You know me and my 007.
You're a 007
big fan. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
It is quintessential James Bond. It really is. What'd you think when you heard it?
Loved it.
I love it.
Yep.
So did that guy.
Loved it.
Well, if you haven't heard it, you out there in Radioland, here's a clip of Billie Eilish with No Time to Die.
That's crazy. It's at once super Billie Eilish and super James Bond.
It really is.
Both at the same time.
Really is. Her and Phineas, her brother, do incredible work.
It reminds me of like Dr. Dre and Eminem for a while, or like basically two people that are working together so in sync that everything they're doing is a hit.
Yeah.
It's no misses yet, which is crazy.
I know.
Unbelievable. Think I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay.
She's good?
I think the kid has a future.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
There you have it. Me like it. And of course, instantly, people started rating the best James Bond themes. So we might have to do that at some point.
Okay.
We pick our top five. And maybe we pick our bottom five.
Okay.
Madonna.
That's a lot of songs. Okay.
Yeah. I think we need to do that someday.
James Bond. James Bond. He's a guy and he likes to fight.
That's just Spider-Man.
James Bond.
With James Bond.
He's got a car and a tuxedo.
That's
a don't shake or stir his drink.
How do you think the We Make Up Songs on the Spot segment's going to go, Kevin?
Not good. Gotta be honest.
Good Lord, that was terrifying.
That was a dumb idea.
He was giving us an example of a bad James Bond theme.
Yes.
Oh, was that? Okay, that was a bad one.
Bottom
okay, then nailed it.
Sure.
Nailed it.
He said in the song that I just sang from the movie, it said he doesn't want it shaken or stirred.
Uh-huh.
That's not Bond, right? He wants one of them. Shaken, not stirred. He wants it shaken.
I believe shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, I'll have to look into those lyrics.
So that guy didn't get it right.
Right.
So.
That's bottom five.
Yeah, bottom five.
Bottom five.
Guys, I'm real concerned. That's coming up in what hour?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You call us. You tell us a few things about your loved one. We make a song on the spot for you to give to them.
That will have a background, though. We have beds and stuff, like songs that we're doing it to. Instrumentals.
Oh, that'll make it better?
Yes.
Now, have we put any more work into it than that? No, we haven't.
No.
Okay.
So we're just we're going to wing it.
And we are going to learn about the person on the fly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Nothing but good can come from this.
We did not think this through.
But that's where the real entertainment value ends.
Oh, for sure. I mean, probably sooner, but definitely a screeching halt at that point. All right, some birthdays for you. Freddie Highmore. Good Lord, that kid can act, right? He's unbelievable. Simon Pegg, Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, and I never know which one she is.
Whichever Tilly isn't the one that gambles.
Thank you, right. lady. It's Meg Tilly. Happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
To recline or not to recline? That is the question.
To me, it's a no-brainer. So
this American Airlines story?
Yeah.
You saw the woman who was sitting in front of the back row.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The guy in the back row couldn't tilt his seat back.
Mm-hmm. No, and you know that when you either purchase your ticket or
Correct.
You see where your seat is, mm-hmm. you either change it or you deal with the fact that your seat can't recline back.
Or you punch the seat in front of you repeatedly for the entire flight.
You should probably have a neck beard, though, when you do it. Oh, wait, he does!
He was straight up, like, comically, like Popeye, the way Popeye sort of used a punching bag.
Yeah.
He was just punching over and over, and it looked like assault, technically.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
He just kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Super frustrating, I'm sure. This is part of the audio.
The airlines invite passengers to sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight, but Wendy Williams says this is what happened when she reclined.
This is not the Wendy Williams?
Oh, I wish it was.
But that's her name, Wendy Williams.
I wish it was.
The passenger behind her punching her seat, then shoving over and over again. Williams has been tweeting for days, "This unhinged jerk felt he could assault me." Social media lit up. "You have the patience of a saint," tweeted one. But others said she started the altercation. "Did you have to recline?" asked one. Another tweeting, "So he has to sit sideways so you can recline? Wow."
Wow.
Ugh. I've never understood this. We've talked about it in passing on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
If the seat reclines, it's not like you're doing it a favor by not using it. It is given to you. That's
right.
Part of what you paid for.
Right, but as somebody who's 6'2", it's really hard to fit in those seats now.
But then go get an aisle. Get a
no, but
one,
I'm
an aisle.
Saying
two, maybe one of the ones up at the front of the plane,
I'm
so you don't have seats in front of you.
I'm just saying it's hard enough on me to sit, so I don't recline. I just ask. I just go. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I recline?
Which is what this woman did.
She asked him if she could recline?
He said, "I'm trying to eat. Can you not recline?" So she moved her seat up. And then when he was done eating, she moved her seat back. And that's when the punching began.
Mm.
Yeah.
Also, it's like kind of assault.
Oh, it is assault.
Yeah,
is
sure.
it though? You're
yes.
punching the seat?
I mean, you could definitely hurt someone by punching the back of their seat. I don't think he was really using that kind of force.
Yeah, he wasn't.
But he could.
Yeah.
Importantly, the video doesn't show what happened before or after Williams started recording. The airlines say they're investigating. But seatback etiquette is a common complaint as airlines squeeze their planes full of more people.
By the way, that's part of the problem is the airlines don't give you enough room. They're really cramming people in. So even though they give you that reclining option, you're already
It's not technically an option.
It is.
But not really.
It is because you don't have to do it.
I guess, but at the same time, it's like a given. Most people recline their seats. It's been that way since, like, airplanes were created. This isn't, like, a new feature. This isn't something that people go, it was never, like, a polite thing to not recline. It was a given. And this is all a new thing within the last, like, 2 years.
I think it is a polite thing to not recline.
I've never...
It's a choice.
It's a brand new thing. Yeah.
That's a brand new thing.
It became the thing to complain about on a plane.
In this particular story...
Because... It like you said, planes are getting smaller and smaller.
Which is true.
And we're getting bigger and bigger.
Also true.
True.
But this guy couldn't recline because he was in the back seat. Allie's saying he knew that when he got the ticket.
If I buy a ticket late or I want a cheap one, you know what you get. And you have to be able to suck it up and put on your big boy pants, neckbeard.
Also, I don't think Neckbeard would have done it if she was with her husband or boyfriend. It was clearly something he felt he could bully her.
It was a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helped to keep ticket prices low, but tensions are high.
Well, his response was childish.
Flight attendants say they see it every day.
By the way, his response was childish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Check with the person behind you. Just be thoughtful of people around you.
While Delta is cutting how much seats recline to protect passengers' personal space, American asks passengers to be respectful of each other.
Well, that should handle it.
Yeah.
That always works.
Well, it turns out she said to the flight attendant, "Can you help me out here?" Flight attendant, this is all according to Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Flight attendant rolled her eyes at her and then said to the guy, "Let me give you some rum."
What?
Gave the guy a drink.
For free?
I don't know for free, but a man that's punching a seat, you don't exacerbate it with alcohol. That would be the last thing I would do as a flight attendant.
But don't you think like she was just trying to get through this situation, make him pacify him so that they could
with alcohol?
That's probably the worst thing she could have done.
I mean, that's a bad choice, sure.
Also,
I mean,
the guy looks a lot like Muggs. I want to put that out there.
If Muggs was bald.
Yeah, well, we don't need Muggs, dead. Mostly wears hats. But yeah,
that's true. We don't know for sure.
It's just a bad situation.
I don't think
all
it's
around.
A given that everyone reclines.
But you're, it's
I just
not,
don't.
But that's not the agreement you've went into on an airplane.
I mean,
maybe in the last year or two, it's come up a lot more, which is true. But I had never heard anyone ever saying that reclining your seat can be rude. That wasn't.
You've never heard that?
Not until like
not
2 years ago.
A couple years ago when social media became the thing to talk about how awful people are for reclining.
And we talked about it before, how like airlines are moving seats closer to each other. Mm-hmm. So I understand that there's other things at work
They're
here,
putting the stress on people.
But they should stop reclining seats. Because it's,
at all.
Yeah, because it's not. If you're telling me that people can't do it, tall people, fatter people, whatever it is, then it's not on the passenger to say, oh, I shouldn't do it because the person behind me.
No, maybe it's not built that way, but if you're a considerate human being.
But that's not how the agreement we go.
There's no agreement that you have to recline. You don't say, yes, no, I will recline this seat.
But everyone has the option.
Yes, but they have the option.
So take the option away is what Jensen is saying.
Maybe
if that's what's happening.
I mean, I don't think we can trust humans anymore.
You think that's a bad move?
What?
American asks passengers to be respectful of each other.
I mean, no. Have you been outside, sir? This reporter, have you walked outside and talked to humans?
Humans suck in general.
We're a mess.
We're a mess. So don't recline. That's what we're saying.
I'm saying recline in the current climate of reclining, because
which is,
that's what we've been, that is the option we are allowed to do without feeling rude. But
if you're a decent person, go ahead and ask. Why wouldn't you just ask the person behind you? Do you mind?
And then they say no, and you want
then
to
reply. Then you don't. Why?
I'm not giving that kind of power to the guy behind me.
What power? You're just being considerate. You're just being nice.
So that guy gets to decide whether or not I'm reclining.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world if you don't recline.
Long flight.
Okay, long flight.
My butt needs reclining. I need reclining.
Yeah. All right,
you got scoliosis? I'm just saying, you're tall behind me, but I've got scoliosis.
Right.
There are a lot of factors at play here.
Allie, do you have scoliosis?
I don't, but honestly, listen, I will rob a bitch to get a better seat than having the last seat.
So this one.
American asks passengers to be respectful of each other.
Okay, right. That's not a thing right?
That's never going to happen.
Okay, good.
I'm a shame guy.
Is it a shawarma that you need? Yes, please.
I mean, come on.
I feel like we're finally having a celebrity on the show.
Our new hero.
It's been a long time since I've been starstruck.
This is the report that where we discovered Andrea Isom, and it was in People Are Dumb with this story.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now, but not when it comes to the case of 52-year-old Ulett Wedgeworth from Detroit.
I mean,
we were immediately drawn to a woman who was actually reporting the news. We've heard newscasters before.
Yeah. They're all dull.
But it felt like this finally meant something to us.
She's got an energy that is palpable.
Yes.
And this is coming from a 14-year news veteran
who has
traveled the country, worked in small markets like I'm sure Andrea has as well. You're kind of in the zone and your own thing. Mm-hmm. She's now made it back home to Detroit. She is living her dream.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. She sounded like she was a 1920s sleuth.
Oh, I love it.
But at the same time,
she
seemed that she was having the most fun in the news.
I enjoy her so much. Andrea Isom, are you there?
I am there, my friends. How are you guys?
You are a delight.
Standing ovation.
You are a delight.
Oh, stop it. But keep it up.
Okay. So tell us, number one, what got you into news? What got you onto the television?
My dad watched news avidly. You know, old school 6 p.m. We sit around the TV. You know, that big one that's like encased in wood?
Sure.
So we're sitting there and it's like there's no options. There's dinner, then there's TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always like the reporters. I mean, the anchors are great, whatever. But I like the people that were talking to the people and telling the stories. I'm like, I want to do that. And they talk a lot, and I do that. So it's like win-win. I knew it from Jump Street.
We've been playing a drop continuously here on the radio show, a soundbite from you. We're going to play it. Then can you explain what you were doing when this was said?
Yeah, hopefully I can hear it. But if not, you can tell me, and I'll tell you why I said it.
Okay.
This doesn't give you street cred!
One of our favorites.
I think there's a bad background for that.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was an awful human being.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, that's good, though, that she's yelling it at him then.
Yes, Andrea.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Clearly, this gentleman, which is loosely said, did some horrible things, and these things were adjudicated. He did them, whatever. Okay. So I'm in his driveway trying to give him an opportunity to say his side of the story, and he's a rapper, correct? He's a performer, correct? Okay. There's a camera, correct? So here's your opportunity. And so it appears from his music style that he's looking for street cred,
right.
But his behavior doesn't give him any.
Right.
So I felt like, why should I not tell him that as he's pulling off?
It was great.
And it doesn't give you street cred.
And yes. You did tell him that, and it was awesome.
It has brought us a lot of joy. Now, let me ask you, Andre, because I worked on morning news as a feature reporter for 14 years, traveled the country, did all that, finally got back home to L.A., which I think is kind of what you've done. You start in smaller markets, then you get back to your hometown. It's huge. But along the way, did you kind of develop this? Because you have a very different...
Very sassy, but a very different
way of going about the news. Where did you come up with that?
You know, when you start out, you think you have to be somebody, or you're kind of told indirectly that this is what news reporters do. This is what they sound like. This is how they tell stories.
Right.
But it was boring. I'm like, news. I don't want to hear that. So how about you just be yourself and do your job and let people fall in love with who you are, and hopefully it works. And I mean, I'm sure I have non-fans as well. Who doesn't? But people seem to gravitate toward me just being me and giving them information and facts, but just not making it boring so they want to fall asleep on the story.
I love it. I heard this is a laugh that I found yesterday. I was going through old reports of hers that I love. This is her laughing.
My gosh. Pure joy.
And
that's it. That's me. Okay. You know, and it's just the easiest thing to be on earth is yourself.
Two features that I have fallen in love with from Andrea Isom, who you could find on YouTube at any point. One, Crime Watch Daily, which is a syndicated show where she just basically calls people out for their crimes. But the thing I think you've done the most is that you go to restaurants and check the grades they have and then kind of push them into fixing the mistakes they've made.
100%.
This doesn't give you an A.
Some fun.
These cockroaches don't give you an A. But yeah, she goes into restaurants and she'll like talk to a guy. And oh, so you guys didn't pass? No, we didn't. Why didn't you pass? A guy was washing his knife in a dirty sink. Are you going to fix that next time? Yes. And then she's like, thank you. And it just like walks out.
Shouldn't that be a given, Andrea?
You would think so, but, you know, here's the thing. We do this because we want to inform people that this is public information, and if it's not something that's public, then you can FOIA this. This is your family and your health, for Pete's sake, you know?
Yeah.
So they should be doing the right thing, and they should be following the health codes. If they're not, we look at the restaurant health inspections. We kind of go city to city, and if you're doing great, we'll give you some hugs and high fives. And even if you're not, we'll hug and high five. Mm-hmm. But we're going to call you out on it, and, you know, and you need to fix the problem. But we also try to end with a high note, something you do fun there, you know, a special recipe or, you know, what have you, so that people still feel good about, you know, being a part of the community. Just step it up some, you know?
You guys have you've given hundreds of customers diarrhea, but you have a very good jukebox.
High five. Andrea, you're our hero.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
And you're doing great work, and keep it up.
We'll be pulling drops from all of your reports. Thank you so much.
And I hope you do so. Thanks, guys.
Thank
have
you,
a wonderful
Audrey.
Weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Well, it smells amazing.
do you remember those times?
She's our new hero.
The Andrea Isom times.
Oh, man.
Oh, the best.
What a doll.
Did you guys say I kept saying her name wrong?
Andrea.
Andrea. You called her Andrea, like, every time we'd say Andrea, you'd go, so tell me, Andrea.
But she hears it. I mean,
she does
hear
it, right?
Yeah, all day. She's used to it.
A name like Andrea, you're going to be called Andrea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're not going to like it,
yeah,
but
everything.
Idiot people like me are going to say it, and then you're going to have to deal with it.
Are you ready to be frightened?
Oh, yes.
You know what we have next?
What?
Rebecca Black. Who did that song Friday? It's Friday, Friday, Friday.
Nine years ago. Yeah.
And we're going to talk to her about the toll it took on her when she was 13 years old and that song was released.
Yeah.
I still feel weird when people see how many pimples I had at 13, let alone a music video where I'm singing and dancing and I'm an idiot. Everyone's
it has
an idiot.
140 million views.
By the way, a bop.
Yeah.
Kind of a... Anyway, we'll talk about it with
talk
her.
Talk about her. Yeah. Coming up next right now, what's happening, Allie?
Well, what's happening is the Duffer Brothers gave us all a Valentine's Day gift, you guys. The Duffer Brothers, the creators of Stranger Things, have released a season 4 teaser.
Yay!
That kid loves it. Here's what they said. We're excited to officially confirm that production on Stranger Things 4 is now underway, and even more excited to announce the return of Hopper! He's not dead. He's alive.
Clap if you care.
I sort of lost track of that show. Right, well, to be honest. Lost track of that one.
Okay. Anyway, Hopper's all alive and stuff.
Okay.
So that's cool. I mean, people are
you
losing
can celebrate.
Their minds.
There's other people that are celebrating
are
their cars.
Their minds.
Sure. Yeah.
David Harbour, Hopper.
But we knew he wouldn't be gone. He's the star of the show.
You don't know that, Jensen.
I mean, he's not gone.
Not for sure.
I mean, he's back. Okay. He's back.
I was
guys.
Right, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. She's not giving you that, but I'm giving you
thank
that.
You. Mm-hmm.
So, happy Valentine's Day, lovers. You've got that. So, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's widow, has announced changes to Kobe Bryant's Mamba Foundation to honor her daughter, Gianna. Here's what she put on Instagram. Because there's no number 24 without number 2, we have updated the Mamba Sports Foundation to now be called the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. Our mission remains the same and stronger than ever to provide opportunities to young people through sports. Thank you all for the outpouring of support and your kind donations to date as we carry forth Kobe and Gigi's legacy. We hope to empower young athletes in a world they left us all to help shape.
That's great.
So that is a lovely thing to do for Gigi. And, of course, the public memorial is set to take place on February 24th at Staples Center. Also, NBA, their All-Star game happening on Sunday, the 69th. Nice. The NBA announced that Jennifer Hudson will perform a tribute to the late Kobe Bryant ahead of player introductions. So that'll be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right.
By the way, Chance the Rapper taking the stage to perform at halftime alongside Lil Wayne, Quavo, and DJ Khaled.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Why? DJ Khaled all the time. He's just going to yell.
Why does he
DJ
yell so
Khaled.
Much? Stop having him.
He's just going to yell his name. Can't they just have a drop of somebody... Of him yelling his name.
No, we don't need that even. We don't even need the sound bite. We just need nothing from him.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Guys, I know I shouldn't laugh at things like this, but it brings me joy.
You're only human.
When people get tattoos in another language,
right.
In another whatever, and it's spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or it says something completely different, and you didn't research it, and you just didn't know.
But at least it's a permanent tattoo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Orlando Bloom is the latest. His tattoo tribute to his son didn't go as planned. He took to Instagram on Tuesday to show off his new ink. It's a thin black line and a series of numbers across his arm. And he said, "New tattoo. Can you guess who?" And then he explained, it's Flynn in Morse code and his date of birth and time. However, people looked up Morse code and they're like, no, that's Fryn. F-R-Y-N-N. You need an extra dot before the Y. That would have fixed the mistake.
That was a dumb idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah. His tattoo artist acknowledged the mistake on Instagram and said, a beautiful reminder for Orlando Bloom of his son. And yes, a dot is missing. We know. It will be fixed.
That's funny.
That's lucky that he was missing a dot and not added a dot.
Right. It could have been bad.
Much
but
worse.
But if you just add a dot, it's going to be fine.
I mean, come on. Why do you get Morse code? Stop
right?
it.
But if you're Flynn, wouldn't you be like, I'm sorry, were you talking to me? Because I'm Fryn, Dad.
Right. I would call myself Fryn for the rest of time.
I would just mess with him forever. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I told you the story yesterday. You didn't seem as excited as I was.
Well, give us another chance.
All right. I told you yesterday that the Mighty Ducks is back on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving in kind of a new direction because they're this amazing team now. The Mighty Ducks are this elite squad. But 12-year-old Evan is cut from the Ducks. So him and his mom, played by Lauren Graham.
Lauren Glam.
What's with my hair?
She has big hair and like eyeliner and fur.
It's a lot.
She's like, Mon skinny, bop, 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 go play some hockey. I'm getting
did
ready.
Did you just poison it?
Do you hear me getting close?
I just heard you unskinny bop
he did,
it.
He did
and
that.
Do you guys hear what I'm doing getting ready for
no,
this?
It's not okay. So Lauren Graham plays his mom and she's like, no, Screw them, that elite team. Let's assemble our own team of ragtag misfits. So a new Mighty Ducks team is going to be developed. Lauren Graham taken over. Guess what?
All right.
Guess what? Emilio Estevez has been announced. He's back in his iconic role as the beloved coach, Gordon Bombay.
Clap if you care.
Is this?
It's just Allie.
Do you guys really not care?
I don't really.
Not really. I do enjoy the first Mighty Ducks film, but I'm just not.
Emilio Estevez is also going to be the executive
producer. Wasn't that like 30 years ago?
Yes.
Mighty Ducks.
Also, if they're going to make any movie, help Goldberg. Bring Goldberg back. He's the one who got arrested recently for meth and stuff, right?
So give him a show?
Yeah, give him his own show. That's the Mighty Ducks I want to see. That's him rehabilitated on an ice rink with a bunch of kids playing, but him grown and methed. Super hyper, just crushing kids into walls, being like, more meth!
Meth Ducks.
Okay.
I'm in.
The methy ducks.
That guy has had a lot of issues, and I hope he gets the help.
So do we. That's what we're saying.
Us too. And we're trying to get him money, Allie. We're trying to get him paid in a movie.
So he can buy more meth.
When we come back. Oh, my God, Kevin.
I can't believe Jensen said that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Wow. I'm not even going to tell you about the thruple that was on HGTV. I'll save that.
What?
A thruple.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a couple.
It's a polyamorous relationship. Yeah. Oh. It's a couple that invites in a third.
Gotcha.
But they're on House Hunters. So now it's three people being annoying about how they don't like a light switch. Oh, I wanted an open concept. Then tear down a wall. God, I hate those people.
Look who's S-talking now.
Honestly, though, they're like, oh, I could never live here. Look at the wallpaper. Take down the wallpaper. Use some paint. Oh, this house is perfect, but I don't like that fence. Just fix the fence!
That's a great... Oh. I love that show pitch. You just telling people to stop complaining about their houses.
Just walk into the house, say, fix the fence, and then walk back out.
Oh, this house would be perfect, but I wanted a double sink.
Get the double sink!
Put in a double freaking sink!
Each time, she just comes in and tells you to do it.
Oh my God, I hate those people. We'll talk about it later.
Can't wait. That's a different show. That's a different show.
Similar.
Different.
Some birthdays for you. Freddie Highmore, Simon Pegg, Rob Thomas, and Meg Tilly. And that's what's happening.
Rebecca Black is next. Ooh, remember this song?
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
Rebecca Black joins us in the studio.
Yay!
Hello.
I have what would be called a big brother kind of complex with Rebecca.
Okay.
For the last few years, I have been in contact with her, and I am so amazed by the idea that she's not a serial killer.
Oh.
Listen.
Which is a lovely thing to say.
Thank you, my parents, listening. I hope you're happy as well.
They should be happy, raising a non-serial killer. She, if those who don't remember, she does a video at 13 years old, now 9 years ago, and it goes viral on the internet for sort of being awkward, like we all are at 13. The song has like a very simple hook to it.
It was too hooky, and you couldn't get away from it. You really couldn't get away from it.
And the fact that she has become this incredibly smart, thoughtful, empathetic woman in her life now is something that I love, and the fact that this surviving bullying story that she kind of went through, and now the world has caught on, and you put up a blog post this week that went viral.
I did. I could have never expect. I've talked about it so much, like I've talked about it to you, and all over the place, really. And so when I spoke about it on my Instagram and like just on all like my social media, I guess on Monday on the 9 year, I expected, you know, my audience to resonate with it, but the way that, you know, the response has kind of blown up has blown my mind.
So remind people, so you make this video, just kind of give that story out a little if you can.
Yeah. When I was 13, I grew up like a musical theater kid and just someone who loved to entertain. I thought I'd go to NYU or something. I made a music video and it was to the song Friday that was written, I don't know, for me sounds dramatic.
It
was written for the world.
Truly.
I sang this song as part of basically this little like creative project for my friends and I to do, and it was, you know, uploaded to the internet. It
went insane. You didn't upload it?
No, no.
It was uploaded without you doing it.
It was the day that I saw the video was the day anybody else had the chance to see the video.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So just to give you an idea of like the lack of creative direction.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, there's tons of things like that, like all around the world of just basically an opportunity to give a kid a chance to be in a recording studio or a chance
Sure. And you never see that stuff. For the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how many bar mitzvahs and sweet 16s people do those at? Like, that's like a pretty common thing.
And that happened when you were 13 years old.
Yeah.
So not a real pivotal point in a young girl's life.
No.
Only the most. Yeah. Only the most.
The probably the most fragile that we all are at that age. So.
And what happens when the video goes viral? Like, what that day when you see it the same as everyone else? Like, you're just a normal middle schooler?
Yeah.
And now what happens the next day?
Well, it sat around for about a month of basically just doing what all of these other videos do, right, that are exist on the internet without anybody knowing. And then one day it just blew up. It caught attention. And it was shocking, you know, because throughout the entire process, you have like the people that are creating it for you being like, you know, if we make 100,000 views, you can start making money off your video.
Right.
But like at that point, you know, even though the internet was very different, that never happens to you.
Right.
You know,
that's other people. Of course.
Exactly. And that also wasn't my goal. Like, I just wanted to do it and see what it was like. So, it was shocking. And a lot of the response was obviously very negative. I don't know if everybody listening will remember. But
I mean, I know that we probably talked pretty poorly about it.
It's okay. That's okay.
So, I mean,
for
real.
Did have a choice.
You know what I mean? Like, you were 13. It doesn't occur to us at that point that you're 13 years old and what you must be going through, your life must be.
Well, and I think we have to give all of ourselves a lot of credit for the amount of, I feel like, responsibility we have now versus that we had even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the, I guess, awareness of like the weight that our words have. I had a choice encounter with a K-Rock.
Oh, no.
But I was also too young to even understand like what was going on. And, you know, I don't hold any of that against anybody.
How are you not angry?
I've done a lot of therapy. I've had moments where I really just couldn't understand why it had to be the way that it was. Mm-hmm. But
and you've talked about it in your post that kids at your school were throwing things at you. I mean, that's insane. The one place where kids are supposed to feel safe is going to school.
That's
and
cute.
That's where some of the worst things
And you ended
happen.
Up homeschooling for a little bit, right?
Yeah. So I was homeschooled for a couple years, and then I went back to high school. I went to a high school where I knew nobody, and I had a for sure target on their backs. It's high school. Like, yes, it's supposed to be the place where you feel safe, but who the hell feels safe in high school?
Right.
And I know that, like, the kids that were doing that also were going through their own things. That's obvious. But
is it to you when you're 13, 14,
no,
15?
Absolutely
no,
absolutely
right?
not.
But
you
imagine
can't
see the growth, that. But the amount of growing up she had to do because somebody posted a video that she did for fun. I mean, it's such a weird circumstance, and you being hard on yourself about making fun of her, like, I see the difference in even just the world of comedy that now in 2020 they'll go, oh wait, she's 13. That would not,
it makes a difference.
But
we
also learned the internet altogether.
Exactly.
So, you know, back in the day when it was sort of this Wild West and there was a funny video,
so you're saying it's cool I was a dick?
Oh yeah, no, okay. Absolutely. We celebrate your dickness, Hall of Fame broadcaster.
That's odd, but okay, I'll take it.
So how do you, like, you stayed in the entertainment business. Like, you now sing. You've had a sort of great, like, we were just talking, Questlove posted your new single. Like, how does that happen? Like, why did you not want to run away from it?
Oh, I did. and, I mean, while I was going through high school and growing up, like, my parents were obviously very protective of me, and they had a lot of doubts. But at the end of the day, like, the reason I did Friday in the first place was because I knew I had a love to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And ironically, through the experience of Friday and all of the emotions that came through it, when I was feeling all of those things that I talked about in my post, being depressed, being alone. I was a teenager who spent, you know, 90% of her time on her own. The only thing that I had at that point was music. So it developed.
But that didn't sour you on music?
It
didn't.
It might have soured me on
being famous,
the internet.
Yeah.
And I think it shot my self-confidence. I know it shot my self-confidence down to the floor. But again, like just like anybody, I found a sense of comfort in music. And it also pushed me to want to understand how to do it. You know, because I didn't write that song. I was 13. So I'd never written a song before. So I tried to find people that would help me understand how to do it and find what I had to say and understand, like, okay, now I'm here. I know that I love to write. You know, 9 years down the line, how do I take my experience and put forth, I guess, it in a way where other people can either understand or relate or hopefully be lifted up a little bit as well.
Or at least see that she's human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next time this happens with a kid.
And the whole time you're talking, I'm just thinking to myself, what a blessing that you come from a family that is nurturing and caring. This could have turned out so differently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it mostly does.
Sure. Yeah,
sure.
For the most part, yeah, I would assume so.
Mostly does. And your new music, you have a song that's co-written and produced by Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no big deal.
No big deal.
He's doing okay things right now.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
So the world does follow this new narrative for Rebecca, and that makes me not only happy for her, but happy for the next time this happens, right?
Yeah, and same for me. And that's really like, I'm not, you know, here to make everybody feel bad about what they said.
Except
9 years ago.
Except
I mean,
Kevin.
I should.
Oh,
feel...
no, clearly we're all celebrating.
I do feel bad about that because I didn't think this is a 13-year-old person. You don't think that.
Nobody did.
You should. I have kids. I'm an idiot. I should think of that. You know
it's
I mean?
Okay. No, and it's okay. Like, I came out all right, but I do agree that, like, this gives me a little bit of hope that maybe next time, you know, we get, like, a Mason Ramsey, the yodeling kid from Walmart.
Oh, I hate that kid.
I love that kid. You're the worst, Kevin.
But the next time that, you know, one of these kids gets kind of thrown out, you know, for everybody to see.
But weirdly, it doesn't happen as much anymore. Like, Mason's a good example. He's on the biggest song in the world
it's
now.
True.
So, like, you were ahead of the TikTok curve or ahead of the... I mean, it was like we were learning about kind of the meme of music through the Rebecca Black story.
Mm-hmm.
And now, look, she's a well-adjusted human being.
Thanks. Should we play a clip of your
of
new,
the new song?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Let's do that.
Don't call me a sweetheart. Actually, don't call me at all. Bury that girl in the back, yeah.
You're an amazing person.
Rebecca
Thank
Black.
Thank you. Thanks for playing that.
You're an amazing person.
We speak your name, Rebecca. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The world should be fans. We're fans, but celebrate the resurgence of Rebecca Black.
Agreed.
Thank you,
Thank you Rebecca.
Hey!
Thank you.
Muggs does cheers and goes to a bar. What bar is it, Muggs?
Well, I usually go to O'Grady's in Granada Hill.
Usually.
Oh, no.
What happened? They burn it down? Did they figure out that they're just giving alcohol to people all day long?
No, it's still there.
Okay.
By definition, a bar.
A bar.
Yeah.
But you changed the location of Cheers?
Yeah, I wanted to do a very special Cheers this week. Last weekend was the One Love Reggae Cali Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it being so appropriately named One Love, mm-hmm. I thought, what a perfect site for a Cheers with Beer Mug, mm-hmm. asking the question, what people's ideal Valentine's Days were.
Great.
So let me just... since it is One Love Reggae Cali, I figured I'd intro this in patois.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, we are.
This won't be
so I'm going to do it, and then you'll hit the intro. Okay,
okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Big up, K-Rock style. It's your boy, Magana, coming straight with the hot fire. One Love Cali style. Feeling cheers one time.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
That's a great question to start off with.
Very, very good.
It's a great question to start off with. All right, so you're at the One Love Festival. This is Cheers with Mugs.
What's your ideal Valentine's Day?
my ideal Valentine's Day.
And that's, you know, obviously it's mostly for the female in the relationship, but
I think that's a good start.
Right?
That's a good start. Let's identify it as just for women.
Right. What do you do to impress your lady?
Well, no, this is my ideal Valentine's Day. You know, I keep it simple, man. Just sushi and sex. You know?
S&S, man.
S&S, like that's something.
It's
it is.
It's totally a thing.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, for some S&S.
Is that a thing?
Some Metallica is a thing, too.
Not S&M, bro. I go S&S.
You know, just a little him and a little me and a little, I don't know, less clothing and a lot of water and slippy slidey things that are fun.
And all those marbles. Yeah.
Was that was Droopy's mom.
What was that? That was unbelievable.
A little slippy slidey.
She was like a kind of Shaggy at moments, too.
A little bit.
Sure. It wasn't her.
I don't know. It wasn't her at all.
You know. Just a lot of sex.
I think a good Valentine's Day is going out to like a brewery, you know, getting some drinks, hanging out with some cool people, you know.
That's a guy without a date, by the way. You know, you go out to a brewery, and you hang out with
a bunch of guys,
hang out with a bunch of people,
good dudes,
all the other people that don't have dates,
sharing it with everybody.
Speaking of which, you got some greens right now?
I do.
Let me get a hit of that.
Are you actually taking weed from somebody there?
You know, he had a lot. I mean,
this is much more chill than his normal.
Yeah,
cheers.
Yes. What's your ideal? Your best Valentine's Day?
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of Valentine's. I think it's a made up holiday to keep the card and candy factories afloat, flower companies afloat.
There it is.
I mean, if you love someone or you're gonna treat them like that all the time, not a special day, you know, like.
I'm just going to suggest that guy doesn't treat her like that all the time.
Honestly,
it's just not the thing.
Those people bore me to tears. They're the worst.
It's a made-up holiday. Every day is Valentine's Day at my house. You're single, dude. You're single. Just say it.
Wow.
I think it's a waste of time.
My ideal Valentine's Day is Pornhub and a blunt.
Ooh, that actually sounds really realistic.
Oh. Did you,
Yeah, Mud.
Did that happen?
Just watch Pornhub and a blunt after that.
Mm. Not with her?
No. Mm. Yeah, what's your ideal Valentine's Day, Uncle Frank?
Ralph.
Sorry. Uncle
You guys close?
Wait till you hear Uncle Ralph.
Uncle
this
Ralph
guy.
Okay. Does rule.
And who is he? What is his story?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, what's your ideal Valentine's Day, Uncle Frank?
Ralph.
Ralph, sorry. Uncle Ralph.
Let's see. I've been around the world, rodeo, go-go, and six county fairs. You know, I laugh, joke, smoke dope, jump rope, bullshit, lollygag. But I ain't never met a bitch that I'd like to do anything with.
Right? Yeah! Oh, what is going on?
What is he? Does he have a job?
He's for real, man.
What is Uncle he? Just a guy you ran into?
He's just a vagabond, man. He travels the world.
But he had a whole speech ready. Like, it rhymed and everything. It
was like, left, right, rodeo, bop.
He had never met a bitch who I was like, you sound like Snoop Dogg.
He was awesome. Yeah, what's your ideal Valentine's Day, Uncle Frank?
Ralph.
Sorry. Uncle Ralph.
Let's see. I've been around the world, rodeo, go-go, and six county fairs. You know, I laugh, joke, smoke dope, jump rope, bullshit, lollygag. But I ain't never met a bitch that I'd like to do anything with.
Yeah!
Why are you so excited?
It was really good weed. Really good weed.
That is a crazy amount of enthusiasm for the guy that can't find anyone to do anything with.
Yeah!
You're so excited to hear him degrade women.
I love it. I don't want to find a woman anywhere.
Yeah!
Why are you so happy?
Yeah, I hate women too!
We all hate women, don't we? Yeah!
I ain't never met a bitch either, Uncle Frank! Uncle Ralph! Uncle Ralph!
All right. We gotta start from the beginning of this guy again.
He's great.
What's your ideal Valentine's Day, Uncle Frank?
Ralph,
sorry. Uncle Ralph.
Let's see. I've been around the world, rodeo, go-go, and six county fairs. You know, I laugh, joke, smoke dope, jump rope, bullshit, lollygag. But I ain't never met a bitch that I'd like to do anything with.
Yeah!
Wow!
I mean, wow. Uncle Ralph couldn't stick the landing. Maybe right. That's why no bitch wants to do anything
wow.
with you.
All I want to do is have a guy sing to me my favorite love song in the whole wide world. That would be too short. Girl, I must confess, your love is the best.
All right, does Muggs
Sing that to her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He tries.
You both say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I want to do is give that love to you.
I don't know that one, but I can do one. You want to hear the one? Okay.
He does a different song.
Okay, different one.
Please be Shaggy.
She picks a song.
Please be Shaggy.
He sings, but not that song.
And I will always love you. How that? What did that do for you? What's your ideal Valentine's Day?
Oh, things just got really. Wow. That's a big change, right there.
Yeah. I just smoked indica.
Right.
Really? Yeah. We can't tell.
What's your ideal of ideal Valentine's Day?
Guy that pays for everything.
I need a woman that can take care of my kid. You feel me? While I work, all she got to do is just peach in her existence.
I'm not talking about a Taco Bell date, though.
Okay, are these people a couple?
I hope not.
If not, I think they keep going back at each other.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like they're on different pages.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're a couple? Or no?
I couldn't tell, but it sure
at
seemed
the
like...
One Love Fest, maybe they're all a couple? Yeah. I don't know.
It's a couple,
yeah.
Right.
You pick the date. I dropped the tab. It ain't shit.
You mean you pick up the tab, not drop it. Dropping it means I have to pay.
I drop on the tab.
You pick up the tab.
This is literally an argument.
They're a couple. They're
you're watching a couple. Like,
yeah, they're a couple.
We're watching them devolve into to breaking up.
Yeah, and he's like, Uncle Frank!
Ralph.
Hey, I pick up the trap and drop it back down on the table and give it to the waitress.
And drop it. Okay, so what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I love it. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
How do you follow that up with Happy Valentine's Day? Neither of them are happy.
It's just a lot of tension. I was trying to calm
it. Break it. I see.
Did you get what you wanted, beer mug?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
What a beautiful, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What a beautiful display of love that went on there.
Truly.
Well done, Mugs.
Smoke weed every day.
It is time for People Are Dumb.
Mm-hmm. Dumb.
First story is Robert Shull Goddard, 49 years old, broke into a house in Nashville on January 29th by smashing the glass on the back door, and then he stole a television and a firearm. But as he was leaving, he dropped a little notebook.
Oh.
It listed multiple addresses in it. One of the addresses was another home a few miles away that had been burglarized that same day.
Right.
It was his hit list?
Yep. Also in the notebook, it contained clues to the burglar's identity, notes from his daughter, and his daughter's home address.
This doesn't give you street cred!
Wow. So he left that behind.
Mm-hmm.
He dumb. Right. This is a bizarre story, and I did extra research on it because it doesn't make sense. In Wichita Falls, police arrested a woman Friday for 5 warrants, including allegedly giving officers a fictitious name during a traffic stop. Just after 9 p.m. Wednesday, officers saw a car failing to use a turn signal. When the officers were pulling over the car, a baggie of weed got tossed out the passenger side window. After the vehicle was stopped, both the driver and passenger were detained. The passenger, later identified as Sharika Strawn, 28, told officers that her name was Porshala Strawn.
Okay.
Sounds like maybe a sister or something.
Yeah, sister, cousin,
not,
something.
It's fictitious. She made it up.
Huh.
So explain how this happens then. A records check revealed that Porshala Strong had an outstanding warrant for her arrest.
No, what are the odds?
The name the woman made up.
No.
Had a warrant.
Oh, yeah.
Mugs loves it.
And then she finally came clean in the car. She said, I'm not Porshala. I'm Castrina or whatever her name was.
What an awful choice of name.
She made up a name that had a warrant out.
That sounds like a fake name.
Yes.
That's amazing. Dumb idea.
It says fictitious, yeah.
Amazing.
EasyJet flight forced to make an emergency landing after a drug man ate his phone. A British man is facing jail after harassing crew and passengers on board a flight and eating his mobile phone, causing the plane to be diverted.
You did say that.
Matthew Flaherty was on a flight from Manchester to Ireland when he began swigging from a gin bottle he had smuggled on board. Not long after, the drunk man from Chelsire started harassing fellow passengers and cabin crew.
Mm-hmm.
Once those in the cockpit were told there was a situation, they locked the cockpit door and diverted the flight, carrying the 6 crew and 142 passengers to Edinburgh, Scotland. Flaherty was told by the crew to sit down and behave. He ignored them. Then he started eating the electrical parts of his mobile phone.
That seems like a weird choice.
Even chewing out the battery.
Right. Oh.
The battery started smoldering, so a cabin crew member ran over and put the device in a cup of water to prevent any fire.
Yikes.
Huh. Dude started eating his phone.
That's very, well, he's committed.
I mean, they don't serve peanuts anymore. So.
Right.
So he must have been hungry.
At least he didn't recline, right, Kevin? I mean, that would have been the real trouble.
And finally, Florida man arrested for attempting to break into jail.
Surveillance footage shows 24-year-old Patrick Rempe ramming his car through the front of the jail, shattering the glass.
So he rams the front, shattering the glass, can't get in, backs up and tries something else.
When he couldn't get inside, authorities say he drove into the fence outside the building and began climbing, getting tangled in the wiring. Rempe was removed from the fence and taken to the hospital for injuries. Police say Rempe faces charges of aggravated assault and battery on an officer, three counts of felony criminal mischief, leaving the scene of a crash, driving under the influence, and possibly more.
Who tries to break into jail to see a friend? Can't you just, like, go in that little room where there's a little...
The glass partition? Glass
partition? Yeah, but then you got to follow the hours, and I got to follow all the rules. I'd rather just break in, smash my car into it, say what's up.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Smash your car into it. And say what's up. Mm. And that's People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
Oh. Your mic's on,
buddy.
What?
Oh.
Your mic's on.
Is that how it works?
What's wrong with you people?
Catching.
Allie is contagious.
All right. It is time for What's Happening.
Yeah, and this What's Happening on Fridays, we do something special. We highlight the songs that are on our That's My Jam playlist. If you go to @KevinMornings on Instagram or on Facebook or on Twitter, we will link you to the playlist. Here's the thing. We don't pick the songs that we play in the morning.
What?
Sure, we like a lot of them, but we also have individual tastes, and we like a lot of songs that maybe you haven't heard of, mm-hmm. or maybe these are songs that came across our playlist, and we're like, oh, that's my jam. Hence the name of the playlist.
That's how it works.
That's My Jam. Kevin, you are up first.
I picked Billie Eilish doing the James Bond theme before I heard it.
Nice.
I love it.
I just know, like, she hasn't missed.
Yeah.
She hasn't missed.
It came out yesterday at 4 p.m.
Now that you've heard it.
Now that I've heard it, it's amazing. Yeah. We're going to play it in its entirety in a second. Mm-hmm. Just after we do this feature, we're going to play the Billie Eilish song called No Time to Die in its entirety. But she joins a long list of people that have done James Bond themes. Paul McCartney, Duran Duran, Tina Turner, Sheryl Crow, Madonna was bad. Chris Cornell, Alicia Keys, and Jack White. Adele did Skyfall.
Crazy. I love Adele's too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do too. And this is Billie Eilish, No Time to Die. In its entirety in about 5 minutes.
I love it. Yeah, earlier you said, we're going to give him a taste, and then we're going to give him the whole meal.
Yeah.
And I thought, Kevin, that's weird. Why would you say that?
I didn't say that. You were trying to get me to say that.
Right? It really was. It didn't happen.
No.
Listen, have I picked a lot of Liam Gallagher songs
for
the That's My Jam playlist? Yes, I've picked two.
Is there a limit? I don't think there is.
I don't think there is.
Okay.
And when he releases a surprise new live acoustic EP, I'm going to listen to it, I'm going to find something I love, and I'm going to pick it, which is what I did. Acoustic Sessions features 8 live tracks, consists of stripped-back versions from his most recent album, Why Me, Why Not, which is a great album. I've picked 2 songs from that, for That's My Jam. But he also does reworkings of Oasis classics like Cast No Shadow, and the song that I chose, which is Liam Gallagher doing an acoustic version of the Oasis song Stand By Me.
So what's the matter with you? Sing me something new. And don't you know the cold and wind and rain don't know. They only seem to come and go away. Stand by.
So good.
I mean,
so good.
Get back together.
So good.
I know your potato of a brother hates you, mm-hmm. and understandably,
they hate each
you
other.
Are a dick.
Yes.
But I love you so very much, Liam Gallagher. Work it out for me. Jensen, you're up next.
Sev Deliza. Anyone ever heard of her?
No.
She is a singer who started releasing music back in around 2013. The thing is with the Billie Eilish explosion, people have sort of been looking for people who have similar sounds, right? Mm-hmm. In that this musician is originally out of Iran. She's Iranian and Dutch singer-songwriter and has sort of a similar tone. A little trip-hop more.
All right.
But obviously been doing it for a long time. And I hope that Billie shines a light on some of the artists who've been similar even before Billie started. And this is one of them. This is a brand new song from Sev Deliza. It is called Oh My God.
Oh my God. Should I be? What is it you want when you come for me? But every time you're another evil, waiting for an angel that you bring to hell. But oh my God, who should I be? What is it you want when you come for me? But every time you're another evil, waiting for an angel that you bring to hell.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's she makes
love
great music
that.
All over the place, genre bending. If you listen to her music since 2013, the last 7 years, it's like you can't pin down who she is. Great music.
Love I don't it. Know why Destiny felt the need to speed it up at the beginning. We
oh, no,
had
no,
time
that was,
to do
no,
it.
That
nope.
was the normal song.
That's, oh,
that's how it
okay,
plays out.
My
yeah.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, Destiny. She's like, come on, Allie. We've got Mugs.
Yo.
Mugs, what's your pick?
My That's My Jam pick is a band by the name of AJR. Yeah!
Very excited.
Very excited. The three brothers from Chelsea, New York, Adam, Jack, and Ryan, hence AJR.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
You see
how
what they did.
I'm with you.
That's great.
We've played them on K-Rock. You might remember their song featuring Rivers Cuomo called Sober Up. They mm-hmm. played the 2018 Almost Acoustic Christmas. This song that I'm about to play was released 2 days ago. It is awesome, and it's called Bang.
So put your best face on everybody.
Great.
I like all four.
Loved it.
I dig it.
A good...
That's a good batch.
Good batch. Mm-hmm. Batch. Again, you can find that at Kevin Mornings on Twitter, mm-hmm. on Facebook, on Instagram. We're going to link you right there. Just click follow and guess what you're going to get? New music in your ear holes every single week from the members of the Kevin in the Morning Show. So enjoy that. Some birthdays for you. Rob Thomas, Simon Pegg, Freddie Highmore, and a man we are going to talk to right after the break, right after Billie Eilish's new song. It is Russ Leatherman, the movie man.
I love it.
I love it, too. And that's what's happening.
New Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she rules.
How about that?
Jeez. Nice.
James Bond theme. That is so good. On the world famous K-Rock, it's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And time to take a look at some movies.
And now, it's time for the Weekend Movies.
Is it over? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Movie Phone, the movie man, how are you?
What's up, lesbian?
Still can't say your name right.
We'll get your name.
Hey, happy birthday, bud.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Do you have something planned for your birthday?
My wife is picking me up at 11. We're going to go do something secret.
Oh,
all right.
She won't tell me what it is, and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. I like, though, that she's picking you up because you live separately. Do you guys chat, or what's the deal?
That's a good one. That's a good one, Allie.
All right.
No, she goes off to work in the morning, and I just sort of lays around in my pajamas.
Good for you.
Living the life.
Awesome.
But a movie is out for her, right? That's not an option for you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. But happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
To you as
I
well.
Love you all so much. And there's a lot of excellent movies in theaters this Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, well, it's based on the classic Sega game. James Marsden and Jim Carrey. First of all, let me just stop down and say some of the three of the funniest people, period, are in movies. Will Ferrell, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jim Carrey. So it's got to be a good weekend.
Big weekend.
I think. But,
yeah.
But Jim Carrey, this is a live-action adventure comedy where Sonic the Hedgehog, who you guys are probably familiar with, he teams up with a small-town sheriff. He's got to stop the villainous Dr. Robotnik, played by Jim Carrey, from taking over the world. Here's a little clip.
The time for talking is over.
Your flying eggs are pretty impressive, Mr. Eggman. But let's face it, you'll never catch me.
Confidence. A fool's substitute for intelligence.
That's not good.
Sonic, I know you got the super speed and everything, but Maddie and I?
Totally defenseless. Probably gonna get blown up. Don't worry. I know exactly what to do.
I was not expecting that. But I was expecting not to expect something, so it doesn't count.
It's a long clip.
It is a long clip.
Sonic, and there's... Sonic's voice is friend of the show, Ben Schwartz. I noticed that.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations. Before we get too far into it, let's play our little 6-second review. Okay. Here we go.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Remember when the internet freaked out about Sonic's fucked up face? Well, guess what? That's the least of the trouble. I'm out.
No. That's the least of the trouble.
I'm nervous he didn't make it 20 minutes.
Well, no. I made it the full 20 minutes.
Okay. You did.
Because you feel like the movie has a chance. But here's a Sonic observation.
Okay.
And a movie man life tip. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Just because you fix your busted up face doesn't mean that everything else is going to be okay.
Ah, yeah, that works
that
in many,
many
facets.
That is a great life tip.
Yeah.
It really does. Okay. The movie, it's not terrible. Right? Oh. Here's the thing. I think everybody thought because of the whole internet busted up looking character that it was just going to be god awful. Right? So I think that's why you're seeing some positive reviews is because people are saying, oh, it's not completely terrible.
So they have low expectations and it delivers more than that.
That's how Kevin has lived his whole life.
Yeah, it's a 30-year career.
Well, you know who's going to like this movie? Small children. Yeah. Kevin and Dave.
There you go.
But there's plenty of frenetic action. You learn that Sonic is just a sad emo hedgehog. And who knew that?
Who knew that?
I didn't know that. The good news is it is slightly better than Dr. Poolittle.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good.
I guess that's good. Let's talk downhill.
Downhill, Will Ferrell, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, a comedy team made in heaven, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
This is a remake of an older movie. They play a married couple. They're forced to sort of dip into their relationship kind of more than they wanted to after they barely escape an avalanche during a family vacation in the Alps. Here's a little clip.
It looked like it was going to kill us.
For a moment.
The kids were screaming because it felt like we were going to die. Pete?
Wow.
And I look over at Pete, and he had grabbed his phone. Pete left us.
I didn't leave you to be buried.
I'm gonna win.
I ran to get help. How could I have run away? In ski boots.
What?
Can you run in ski boots?
Not very well.
Boom. Exactly.
Regardless, I wouldn't leave my family to die.
That's boom. Please tell me it's
you
good.
You know that clip gives a little something away.
Uh-huh.
Because I was expecting a full-out comedy. Right.
Right.
I got Marriage Story.
Oh.
Marriage Story with snow?
It's Marriage Story with snow. Oh.
Marriage Story. Snowy?
It's not nearly as funny as it could have been. It's based on this movie Force Majeure that was sort of a dark comedy,
which I love. But that's one of my favorites. I love that movie.
Yeah, then don't go see this because it just craps all over it.
Oh man, okay.
Oh no.
Damn it.
This movie in the world words of Charles Barkley is terrible.
Oh no.
No.
Damn it.
That sucks.
It's disappointing because these two of the funniest people on the planet.
Agreed. Yeah.
And the jokes just don't land, and it's just not particularly funny. So
more
we're
like,
going to pass on that.
More
now,
like,
the only thing
more
we have
like
left.
Force manure.
Oh, Allie. It wasn't worth
force
pushing
Force manure. Hang on. I'm writing that down.
Okay, see? I mean, that's why I pushed
that's
it through.
That's fantastic. That is the best. All right, we have one more wide release hitting theaters this weekend. De Plane. Remember that guy?
Sure,
yes.
Yeah.
Harvey Villachez, right?
Irvay. Villachez, or Harvey. Call him whatever you want.
I never sounded whiter than Harvey Villachez.
The movie is called Fantasy Island. It's a remake of the old TV show. Let's hear a clip.
So, what's your fantasy?
The island tailors each fantasy specifically to the guest. How the island does what it does is a mystery.
It brought her back to life.
So, what's your fantasy?
Revenge on a childhood bully.
Oh my God, that's really her.
This is not what I meant.
The island is twisting our fantasies.
We were brought here to be a part of something else.
Yikes.
What?
Okay.
What?
All right, are you going to ruin this one too?
What?
See, because here's what happens is they go to Fantasy Island, and all their fantasies turn into nightmares.
Oh. Okay.
And?
Okay. It looks... I mean, I didn't see it. What are you, nuts? It looks god-awful.
Right.
It looks terrible. And if there's no Harvey Villachez or Ricardo Montalban... I'm not in. But by the way, it does remind me that there is a movie called My Dinner with Harvey,
mm-hmm.
Irvay. My Dinner with Irvay with Peter Dinklage. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever see that movie?
I never saw it.
I don't think so, no.
Just about his life story. It's really pretty fascinating. He was a pretty interesting character. So I suggest passing on Fantasy Island. I do like My Dinner with Harvey, so check that out.
Yes. Okay.
What else is in theaters? The Photograph looks pretty good. Portrait of a Lady on Fire. That's gotten excellent reviews. But for the most part, it's kind of a turd of a weekend on this Valentine's Day.
Bummer.
Sorry about
bummer.
That.
Yeah.
That happens. You can catch The Movie Man Friday mornings on ABC7 and on Twitter at 6 Second Reviews. Russ, thank you very much.
Birthday,
we'll talk to you
man,
next week.
Baby. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this weekend's movie.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
All right, listen, we're going to try something.
Yeah.
We're not positive it's going to work, but we're going to try it.
Right.
Maybe you don't have a Valentine for somebody. Maybe you do, but
yeah.
This is an extra one.
You know, instead of like getting to the mall at the middle of the night right now to go to Brookstone mm-hmm. to get them like vibrating slippers or something.
Right.
Just call in here. Tell us a couple things about your loved one, and then we will improv a song for you.
Have we done this before?
No.
Can we do this?
No.
Is it going to stop us?
No.
Okay.
It's on the schedule. We cannot deviate.
So call now 1-800-520-1067.
And we'll even email you a song. Like, we're going to record
it. Yeah, after we do it, you're going to hear it live. Then your loved one, in case they didn't hear it, you're going to be like, here, I got this for you.
Or you can delete it.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah,
pretend it never happened.
So call us now, 1-800-520-1067, and tell us 4 things about your significant other that we could work into a song, and we'll do that next.
Mm-hmm.
We know one thing. We know that when we start something new,
mm-hmm.
it always works.
Oh, no. The opposite.
What?
Opposite, Kevin.
It never works.
Never
okay.
works.
Never works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to write a song and mm-hmm. perform a song for your significant other.
Because yes. you're late in getting a gift mm-hmm. and we're here to save the day.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try and save the day.
Okay.
Let's start with Manny in Montebello. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, party people. How you doing?
We are good.
I think good.
We feel a little stressed right now because we've never done this before, but we're going to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Who are we singing to?
Well, you're singing to my wife, Lauren.
Lauren?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are jotting this down.
I appreciate the help.
No worries.
I got up early this morning and I bought Twinkies for her.
Wow. So
right. Well,
wow.
We're here to help that.
A song's really going to compliment that gift.
Okay. I mean anything would.
So what should we know about her?
Okay, well, she loves being a mom. She loves teaching. She loves turtles, or she likes turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, God. And we're supposed to be nice to her? Okay. All right. You guys want me to lead this one?
Oh, my God, yes.
Sure.
Okay.
You have something in mind?
A little bit.
Okay, here's the bed.
Mm-hmm. Man, he's got a wife.
Bad tasting radio.
She's brought beauty to his life.
She likes Twinkies.
She might stab him with a knife.
He probably deserves it.
But she'll still be his wife.
'Cause she loves turtles.
Like the meme, she's the greatest wife of all. Ryan's Roses is a scripted bit.
It's not real.
Aren't real calls.
Lauren is Manny's wife.
He's pretty lucky.
And she's fixed his life.
I mean,
come on.
Nailed it.
I feel like that's all right. So
Manny, congrats on the sex.
We're gonna put you on
thank
hold.
You guys. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna email you that wonderful song,
masterpiece.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right,
you're welcome.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
Oh, I think so.
All right, Daniel in Monrovia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. So who are we doing this for?
For my girlfriend, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Katie, what should we know about her?
She has green eyes. She's funny. She's also very unorganized.
Disorganized.
And,
okay, good.
Yeah. And she once quit Red Lobster because she kind of, you know, she was too much of an animal lover to stay there. So she just got out of there.
Okay.
She used to work there?
Yeah, but she didn't want to be around dead animals.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right, who's taking this?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Let's play the song.
Right. Oh, yeah. Do you feel it, Daniel? Valentine's Day is once a year.
Once a year.
That's why I say, Katie, you can put it in here. I'm talking about the butt. I'm talking about the butt. Daniel, I can put it in the butt.
Like the meme.
I can put it in the butt.
The butt.
If you quit Red Lobster because you didn't want to be around fish.
Damn, Daniel.
But she doesn't realize that the biscuits are the greatest dish.
I eat them and I say, damn, Daniel.
She got green eyes and she makes me laugh.
She doesn't organize anything but the trash.
She's a gross person, but I love her to death.
She gives up the ass.
Oh, Katie, enjoy the sex.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I love it.
You're welcome, Daniel.
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen, we have some more on hold.
Oh,
we're
going to
take a break.
Oh, no,
man.
That should be it. Let's call it a win.
Okay, I mean, we can.
Let's
keep going. We'll do it next on K-Rock. It's times like these we make up songs for you. No?
No.
I don't know.
We're not feeling that?
I mean, we're not on, so it's not official.
That's not canon.
Okay, all right. Making up songs for people for Valentine's Day. How do you feel like it's going so far?
I feel like it's going great.
I think we're killing it.
T Androids on Twitter said, instant Valentine's Day songs coming up. Called the show, it rang. I hung up instantly because I would still like to have a relationship after this segment. I mean.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, that was the right
thing. I don't know.
To do.
We've done Danny and Manny.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel and Manny. And I think their loved ones are really going to enjoy the songs that we made up.
Okay. Let's say good morning to Zoe in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Zoe.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi there. Who are we writing a song for?
So it's for my husband, Jeff.
Jeff. Okay. And tell us some things about Jeff.
So he spells his name with a G.
Oh, God damn it. I thought he was a good dude. Okay.
Sorry. So he's very, very sweet and thoughtful, and he's always looking for a way to help others.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge video game nerd, and he bought me my own Nintendo Switch so that we could play Pokemon together.
Very nice.
How romantic.
That was the reason.
Okay.
And when we met, he looked a lot like Harry Potter. He doesn't look like him so much now, but he's still Harry Potter to me.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Kevin, I think it's your time to start.
Oh, I like the funkiness of this one.
A little disco in it.
Mm-hmm. So we love Jeff with a G.
With a G.
Joe loves Jeff
with a G. G, G.
She says he's sweet. I think she just
hung up.
So we love Jeff.
Did you hang up?
No, she's there.
Oh, she's there. Okay. She's there. Okay. I would have.
Jeff's sweet. You already mentioned Jeff's neat. That's a new one. Sorry to repeat. That's okay. Everyone knows that this is hard to do, cause he's Jeff with a G. With a G.
With a G.
Look, that's what we got.
Well, we didn't even bring up that he used to look like Harry Potter and now doesn't.
He spells his name with a G.
Great material. What was that?
I don't know.
Honestly, we thought you hung up.
I thought you hung up.
It would have been the right move.
Yeah. He was neat.
Zoe, he spells his name with a G.
He doesn't deserve us.
We can't help.
Can't help you with that.
Nothing we can do.
All right, Zoe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. I thought you hung up. I literally heard her hang up. I was like, that's the right thing, actually.
That would have been better.
All right. We're 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go to Cynthia.
Cynthia.
In Fontana. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. You still want this?
How do you think it's going?
It's all right. You got one more chance, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who are we singing to?
My boyfriend, Matt.
Matt? M-A-T-T?
Yes.
Does he spell it with a G? Okay. What should we know about him?
Well, he loves video games.
Yeah.
He loves the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh.
Okay. He's into RC cars and model cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we work for Coca-Cola.
Okay.
So Coca-Cola, and he's obsessed with Monster.
Oh, really? Monster Energy Drink.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the movie. I'm like, really?
Yeah, he loves Charlize Theron and her body transformation. All right, let's get into it. I'll start this.
All right, what bed do we have? Okay.
A little Latin almost. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Latin, right?
Latin country. Okay, here we go.
Matt spends his days with remote control cars, and he has a girlfriend, even though most people in his hobby are virgins. He works for Coca-Cola and loves Monster Energy Drink. He's a company man. He's a company man. Although he loves the Ducks, which we always say sucks, we love you, Matt, because you don't spell your name Matt with a single T.
Two T's.
Like it's supposed to be.
Like a human being. He plays with model cars instead of being with his girlfriend. And that seems like something that wouldn't be so romantic. But Cynthia's so supportive, and she's such a nice woman that she lets him play with the dirtiest things in the world. We won't shame her, even though he's a big old gamer. We love you, Matt, because you treat Cynthia not like crap. You treat her, let's cut bait.
Got it. Good job, everyone.
That's what we have.
Oh,
I mean, Cynthia, did we redeem it ish?
Ish?
Yeah, I think you guys did it.
Okay.
All right.
Cynthia's being nice.
She's being real nice. Honestly, this makes my beehole pucker. I hate it.
The pressure is a lot.
Oh, I thought we were going to play a thing there that went...
I love K-Rock. It!
Kevin the Morning, Hallie and Jensen. I thought we were going to...
Kevin!
Yeah. Oh. It's time for Keep It 100.
Yeah!
Which we do Friday at this time. You get to text in 1-800-520-1067. You get to pick whatever song you want, as long as it's in our library. If you're texter 100, you'll get it played.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up just after the top of the hour, here are some of the songs that you've picked in the past.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boys are time bomb. It's the end of the world as we know it. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067. We all do have a veto.
Yeah. You said if we have it, we'll play it. But that's not true, really.
Well, I mean, we all have one veto for the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if it's a particularly heinous request, maybe we use the veto.
And then we get to pick what song we want to
hear.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Correct. Veto's choice.
So 1-800-520-1067. Piper, what's happening to Zali?
Well, we've been talking about Billie Eilish this morning because she's having quite the run, you guys. So she swept the top Grammys category last month, becoming the youngest and only the second artist in history to win the Big Four, the Album of the Year, Pop Vocal Album, Record and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. In total, 6 Grammys, 13 platinum singles, and arguably one of the biggest debut albums in recent memory. Then you figure, oh, she's set to hit the tour scene.
Mm-hmm.
Arena tour that sold out within an hour of tickets going on sale.
By the way, she's also a great performer, which is not a given.
Yes.
No.
For every artist.
Absolutely.
No, especially
not
at her age.
Yeah, agreed.
Later this year, Apple TV will be releasing a documentary on the singer that has been 4 years in the making. Again,
can't wait.
Back when she was just a little whippersnapper.
She's still only 18. Right?
Yeah. So when people heard that she was going to be doing the theme song for the next James Bond film that's coming out in April called No Time to Die, people were expecting a lot because she, A, hasn't missed yet. But then you think about the pressure for someone who just turned 18 to write the song with her brother Phineas. He's going to do all the production. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think some awful people out there were kind of hoping she failed.
Oh, really?
And you know what?
It's not us.
Yeah, not us.
You know who I say? You know you, Joe, out there in Pacoima.
I think you're just making something up.
Betsy out there in Montebello.
There's no Betsy.
I know you.
Okay.
No. People were really expecting greatness, or a lot of people like, oh, she only whispers when she sings. I say to you, you know what? There is no whispering. Well, there's a little whispering this time.
But she belts it.
She belts it as well. Here is Billie Eilish with the song from James Bond's film, No Time to Die.
Barocco's tacos. Barocco's tacos.
I mean, nailing it.
She's changing it up a bit, you know?
No, that's Clownvis with Barocco's tacos.
Oh, Clownvis, right.
I wanted to hear Billie Eilish, No Time to Die.
At the same time, it's very James Bond and very Billie Eilish.
Absolutely. It's like the best of both worlds.
So good.
We were talking about it because a lot of the Bond theme songs tend to have the same like minor chords, that type of thing. Is there kind of a blanket that...
I wondered
like,
if they give them like a...
Like a template.
Outline, a template.
Like
a bunch of sounds.
I don't know, because a lot of them have the same type of vibe.
Here's the thing. The people they get to produce these, even in this case with Phineas being Grammy-winning or whatever, they are so top-notch, so extremely talented, that I think they just are good at finding a middle ground between Bond and their individual styles.
That is not easy.
Unless you're Madonna.
Well done.
Right? Not a great one.
That was a bad one. Yeah.
You know I'm a huge 007 James Bond head.
Yeah, you're a Bond head.
And I love it.
How many have you seen?
Two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Last year. Because you guys made me watch them. But I did watch Casino Royale. Great movie.
Right.
Watched Goldfinger.
You gonna watch No Time to Die?
Liked it more. I like the old one.
You gonna watch No Time to Die?
Heck yeah, I am. Because Daniel Craig's gonna be all, oh, I have no time to die. Then he looks at his watch and he's like, ha, not your day. Because, he has the time
to die.
But he had originally said there was none.
Right.
Guys, HGTV series House Hunter featured its first thruple. What's a thruple? It's a couple, but then they bring a third person into their relationship. It's just a romantic relationship between three people.
Okay.
Polyamorous is what most people called it. And then they thought, oh, thruple's cute.
Did they think
guys,
that?
I don't know. Why would you all of a sudden say thruple? Why?
It's not a thing, right?
No.
Triple's not a thing.
I mean, no, I've heard it more recently.
You have?
Yeah.
I think because people were like, oh, polyamorous isn't cute. Thruple! Because it's couple but three. Here's the thing. Brian, Lori, Jelly, Those are the three, trying to find the perfect home in Colorado. The three ended up exchanging vows in a commitment ceremony in Aruba, attended by their children. During the episode, though, I mean, the typical, typical house hunters. They just couldn't find things that they all agreed on. This bathroom doesn't have three sinks. No, of course it doesn't. No bathroom has three sinks.
That is funny.
It was just a lot, you guys. But congratulations to you three looking for a home. Hope you you enjoy your new home. You know my feelings about house hunters.
I mean, too much.
I was really hoping for an open concept, but this won't work. What if you tore down this wall? I mean, fine. I was really hoping for a different light switch. Yeah, replace it.
You're saying that everything can be
changed, and they totally say, no, I don't want that house because they don't like a chandelier.
Right.
They're like, oh my God, it has everything we need, but I hate the chandelier. It's brass. Yeah, replace it.
Right. Not that hard.
And before any of you email me and say, it's fixed anyway, they already know what house they're taking before they even film. I know. Everyone knows that. You're not a detective, Nancy Drew.
Yeah, we all knew that, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
We all knew that.
Certainly we knew that.
Jeez, imagine if I didn't.
You get the house ahead of time?
Ahead of time.
They
it's
know
all set up and
what's
you guys,
gonna
when you
happen?
Think of Valentine's Day, what are just some of the things that come to mind?
Our songs.
Our songs, definitely, from
roses,
now on. Roses.
Chocolate.
Hearts.
Nice dinner.
Killer clowns.
Nope, I don't think killer clowns.
The color red. What?
Did you say
killer clowns?
Killer clowns?
Listen, maybe you don't associate creepy or killer clowns with
Valentine's
Day.
Are you ready to be frightened?
But the Turlock, California branch of Ranch of Horror is once again giving people the opportunity to send a Valentine's Day gram to their loved ones. Only the people from the haunted house deliver it. You've got a creepy clown delivering your love gram, which is wonderful. They started this 6 years ago. It's huge.
It's
people
terrifying.
Are honestly.
I love it.
To have a creepy clown
I
show up at
it.
Your door
that's
with
awesome.
Chocolates, that's amazing. I
that's
love
fantastic.
It so much. They operate haunted houses in Louisiana and Missouri, the Ranch of Horror, mm-hmm. but they want to expand their clown gram service to more locations for future holidays. Also thinking about doing it year round for birthdays and special occasions.
I'm in.
I love it. I love everything about it. Some birthdays for you guys. Russ Leatherman, the movie man.
Yeah.
He had nothing good to say about movies this weekend.
No, he was a dismal birthday boy.
Wasn't great. Freddie Highmore, Simon Pegg, Rob Thomas, and I can never remember which Tilly it is. That's where you play the drop.
I didn't know you were ready for it.
I mean,
you didn't get, there's no heads up.
I haven't.
Whichever Tilly isn't the one that gambles. It's Meg Tilly.
Yeah.
Jennifer's the gambling one?
Yeah.
From Bride of Chucky?
Yeah.
I like her more.
You've never seen the movie Meg Tilly with Eric Stoltz, and it's a great movie. When I think of the name, I'll tell you it.
People are screaming.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people haven't seen this movie. Quentin Tarantino's in it, and they talk about the movie Top Gun. It is not La Bamba.
Can we take care of this off the air? Or
no,
are we good?
Because I feel like people really want to know what movie it is.
I think people probably know and are yelling.
I have Quentin Tarantino Top Gun monologue. It's from a movie called Sleep.
Sleep with Me. Movie is Sleep with Me. Congratulations on that info. That's what's happening.
Keep it 100 next. Time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Somebody just tweeted, if it's not Friday by Rebecca Black, we riot.
That person's right.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, you do have the veto power.
That's true.
We do have the veto power. But before we get to Texture 100, let's see who just missed out.
Okay.
Angel from Santa Fe Springs. I feel like Angel, guy or girl, feeling the love. Seal. Kiss from a Rose.
I would have loved that.
Oh, we don't
that.
Have that one.
I don't even think we have that in the system.
We don't have that in the system, right?
I would have loved it.
All right. What about Chris in the 714? Bad Religion struck a nerve.
Oh, that's always good, Bad
also
Religion.
Also kind of love.
Yeah.
But there can only be one Texture 100.
And it's Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, fool. It's Byron, fool.
Hey, Byron.
Get it right. Byron, fool.
So we couldn't get Byron on the phone.
No,
this is Byron. What's up? What's cracking?
All right. Byron, oh boy.
I feel like we just hang up on Byron.
Byron, what song are you? What do you want to hear?
What are you doing this weekend?
Well, ever since I heard that Heino like wheezing and crap like that, I was like, yo, you know, I like how she put it up to the Cypress Hill song, "Insane in the Brain."
Gotcha.
So. That's going to be my Keep It 100. Who you trying to get crazy with that, say? Don't you know I'm loco?
Who you trying to get crazy with, say? Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh!
Get a request for the Allie version.
Oh, fantastic.
Of this song.
Okay.
When she was wheezing because she was very sick, it worked very well.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
I can't believe that's her noise.
That's her noise.
And me laughing on beat.
That's just crazy.
Amazing.
That's nuts.
Amazing.
That's crazy. Keep it 100. We'll do it again next Friday.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
It's Friday on the show, and I'm nervous for you. So in case you missed it, here's the week in review. Ray Romano said the F word at the Oscars and then called into the show and f***ing did it again. Ali's neighbor's kids play the drums outside, and I can find it in a box store that totally cried. Rebecca Black was bullied by the world and survived. I'd copyright turkey dogs with fruit on the side. Andrea Isom should get the Pulitzer Prize, and Parasite won in a total surprise. Jeff Probst has a $2 million prize, and Muggs' computer screen is hurting his eyes. And Oscar De La Hoya came to our high rise, and Roman is gonna wrestle at the SoFi. Rick Moranis' music is hard to grasp. If you missed that, download the podcast.
He loves it.
Thank you, Mugs.
That enthusiasm is crazy.
Very sweet.
Time for one final look at what's happening with Allie McKay.
I come bearing gifts, you guys. So this show, Hunters, that is going to be on Amazon Prime Video, looks incredible.
Can't
first
wait.
Of all, you've got Al Pacino. He's starring in his first series. It's executive produced by Jordan Peele. Right there.
In, right.
Thank you. I need no more.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more. It's a story about a young man played by Logan Lerman who joins a ragtag group of Nazi hunters who track down conspiring Nazis. Meanwhile, an FBI agent works to uncover it all.
Young and fearless, he wanted to go fight the Nazis.
Sometimes we give away passes to go see something before everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough, right?
Right.
You get to see something early. You win. You get to tell your friends, oh, are you watching Hunters when it comes out? I mean, that's going to be cool. I already saw it.
Oh.
But this time, not only do you get to see it early.
So aggressive.
You're going to get a pair of exclusive passes to the Amazon Prime Video Hunters fan screening and an immersive experience on opening night, Thursday, February 20th in Los Angeles, hosted by Nicole Alvarez. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to enjoy 1977 New York City in all its glory because it's going to be hosted at a fully decked out 70s grindhouse theater, followed by a 70s block takeover and after party at Highland Park Bowl. 70s entertainment, New York City pizza, cocktails, bowling, music, and more. This is too much,
yeah.
And I don't think you deserve it.
I feel bad for movies that don't have all this and TV shows.
Can
you know what I mean?
Imagine our next thing we're going to give away and people are like, where's the pizza?
Yeah.
What about the cocktails?
About the
am I bowling?
The bowling?
What is happening?
Too much.
No, it's amazing. So let's give these pair of exclusive passes to the Amazon Prime Video Hunters fan screening and immersive experience on opening night, Thursday, February 20th here in Los Angeles. Let's give them away right now. To the first five callers. 1-800-520-1067. How lucky are you?
Somebody call my mama.
Well, it's going to be Ruben, but you can call him Mama.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of digs it.
He does go by that nickname.
Good stuff. You guys, big news. Season 4 of Stranger Things is being recorded right now. They're shooting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're on top of things. Little trailer teaser came out. Guess who's alive? Hopper's alive, you guys. Hopper is alive.
He was your favorite character in that show.
I loved Hopper.
Yeah.
Loved Hopper.
Are amazing. You caught up?
No, I haven't watched it since season one. But I'm sure it's great.
I'm sure it's great.
It is great.
Too much to
I didn't know he was possibly dead.
Me neither.
Mm.
Figured he was still on it because he's the biggest star out of the adults,
I mean,
at least.
David Harbour, sure. He's a huge star.
Mm-hmm. You seemed very upset by that.
Yeah.
This morning earlier. Were you acting?
Theater.
Ah, right.
Thank you so much for noticing.
How do you do it?
Like when you guys acted like you didn't care that Emilio Estevez had joined Disney Plus's The Mighty Ducks TV series. I told you that story so pumped because it'll be awesome to have him back. Plus, he's going to executive produce on the 10-episode show. I was stoked.
I don't care.
That's what I got from you guys. Was that acting?
No, that was not acting. That was real.
That was genuine.
That was a real reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of hurts.
Yeah. Don't care.
Well, that's fine. How about this? Nobody in this room better care about this.
Okay.
The Masked Singer will be hitting the road for a North American summer tour.
Are you kidding me?
Listen to this. Your favorite characters from the hit Fox TV show brought to life on stage, as well as surprise celebrity hosts and amazing new performances. Can you guess who's behind the mask? A celebrity, that's a mystery, will be unmasked in every single city. You can't miss this. Great for the whole family.
Nope.
They're talking about having a surprise local celebrity.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be the newscaster.
It's going to be the weather.
It's going to be,
weatherman.
They're going to be like, who's that crazy platypus? It's Dallas Rains!
Every time. I like the idea of it being Dallas Rains in every city, though, even if people don't know him. I will tell you, as someone who worked on the first season of the show, we used to openly make fun of the idea that one day this show would tour.
Would tour?
And now it's
rightfully
happening.
So.
It's unbelievable, you guys.
Who's the Mini Cooper? It's Larry from Sit and Sleep.
Your friend shop here too. He does it at the end.
I need all of this. Who's the guy playing
who's the rock and roll banana? It's Jack Steffen.
Stefan.
Jack Stefan.
He's passed away.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
It's Jack Stefan's corpse. Wow. Two people like holding him up.
Made it so dirty.
I like it.
The guy, it's the AD Do guy holding
Again,
him up. Also dead.
Gone. All also right. gone.
Okay. AD dead.
Guys.
Right. I agree.
Who's the rapping monkey? It's the kid from 1-800 Cars for Kids. Has a guitar.
I hate all of you.
It's
happy
be a
birthday
hell of a tour.
To the movie man, Russell Leatherman, Freddie Highmore, Simon Pegg, Rob Thomas, and does he have it ready? Which
yeah.
Tilly is she?
Sure, I have it ready.
Oh my Whichever God. Tilly isn't the one that gambles, mm-hmm. it's Meg Tilly. Muggs, why are you here? That's what's happening.
Muggs, update us on your cleanse
today. It's going great.
You don't you don't pig out there, do you?
No, I do the cleanse, uh-huh. and then I go to Del Taco and get their chicken crunch burrito.
That doesn't work.
I don't know.
Sure,
that's how
it
does.
I think that works.
My insides are healthy now. Mm. But today, from noon to one, I will be at the Del Taco at 765 North Lake Avenue in Pasadena. Site of the old world famous K-Rock. You know mm-hmm. how many people tell me that? Hey, did you know that K-Rock used to be in Pasadena?
Right.
Yeah. So I will be there from noon to one. The first 50 people that show up will get a pair of lift tickets to K-Rock Storms Bear Mountain featuring Lovely the Band. So show up. I'll be eating chicken crunch burritos and doing a cleanse at the same time.
Right. Can't do both.
He'll be downing it.
You can't do both.
Holy crap! I'll be yelling that.
On your drive home today, listen to Stegos. Have a great weekend. Have a great Monday. And we'll see you Tuesday morning.
He did.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You know, just a couple of bros hanging out. Nothing wrong with that.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't want to do this.
Roll another one.
Seems mean.
Just like the other one.
Come on, Allie, either spit it out or don't.
This one seems to be allowed to quit.
You're fine, obviously.
And I need another hit.
Dale, Sarah's failed her last two history exams.
Well, who cares? I mean, the California school system, all they teach you about is that we came from chimpanzees and about sharing. I'll learn her. I'll make sure she's learned.
By the way,
just like the other one,
Zendo.
This one seems to be about this man.
Yeah.
And I don't have another cent.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Gracias, mi amigos.
Just pass it around.
You can't argue with failure.
Joint, my friend.
I'm a guy, so I'm better.
Well, just pass it on down.
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
You're no fun. You're no fun.
Kevin, I hated you. I just want you to know that. In fact, staring at your lifelessness brings me eternal joy. So... peace out.
I hated it, but I wasn't interested in it enough to listen to it again to find out why.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.